And it's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. What are we talking about today?
Rituals.
Rituals.
Rituals. Okay. Rituals in our lives, both the day-to-day kind and, of course, the big life ones. And this is really present for me as I'm going to be in rituals the next two Saturdays. I'm doing a service for a good friend's father, a funeral service next Saturday, and then I'm going to high school graduation of our goddaughter in New Jersey the following Saturday. So those life rituals I've been thinking about, of course. But I also want to talk about the day-to-day rituals. You know, what do we have in our days that that add meaning or connect us to what we value in our day? And that could be, and we'll talk more about that. I mean, that could be as simple as eating with your loved ones to something, you know, more elaborate. But so I want to just talk about both of those. The first being the more life transition rituals, which in our culture, you know, we have a fair number, and yet we've lost some too, in terms of really honoring these life transitions that we go through. So, and as a kid, I did not get ritual at all. So for example, I didn't go to my college graduation.
Neither did I.
You didn't?
No.
Well, that's interesting. So for me, I want to hear yours. I just thought, oh, you know, what's the point here? And my parents were extremely disappointed that they couldn't go. And I said, oh, I'll be on the stage for a nanosecond, you know, big deal. In hindsight, it was this opportunity to celebrate and be present with this transition. Now, why didn't you go to yours?
Same thing, kind of. It was not a big deal. You know, it was like, okay, I was looking forward to just being done and starting the job.
Yeah.
Being done, start the job. You know, who cares about standing around for, you know, or sitting around for hours and hours and being one of, you know, 4,000 graduates. Just wasn't into it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when it came to my marriage, I eloped also.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, I think I am ritual averse.
You know, and it's not that every ritual means something to everyone, but these big life things we go through, if we're not present with them, if we don't honor them, if we don't celebrate the life of someone who's passed or honor that, I'm leaving this job, starting a new job, leaving this school. I think we miss an opportunity to just be present, you know, in our lives in a way that that we connect. So, I mean, I also have ritual issues. I mean, I'm not, for example, we have a family dog who died. The dog that was there when the kids grew up, her name was Spot. Beloved dog. She's still in a cardboard box, the ashes. And it's like, okay, so what happened that we didn't, with our daughters, you know, this is all of our beloved dog. We didn't really create a ritual. I mean, a lot of people I know bury the turtle in the backyard kind of thing. And there's some meaning with that, you know, the thank you for being, you know, in our lives. So that part. I mean, and it could be in a smaller way, like, you know, coming of age for a young man or young woman, or just, I know now it's happening more when kids get out of, like, go from kindergarten, they have a little graduation.
Isn't that funny?
But it's really, it's a way,
cute. It's
very cute. And it's a way that we connect what I've learned. And I've learned this through my friends and family. I've had friends, when my daughter got married, who drove up 4 hours to be here for the wedding and had to be back right away, but drove basically 8 hours in a row to be there for a half an hour ceremony. And that gives you a form of connection to be present with each other's life rituals like that. And I've had other, you know, other stories like that, people that have made a really big effort to be present. And of course that connects you with your family and your community when you're together for those things.
So is it our culture that is sort of, that this has sort of lost touch with all of that?
I wonder. I think it really varies by cultures within the United States of America. There are lots of different ways we look at ritual. And so I think some of us are more conscious of it than others. It's just something to pay attention to, is where might I add more celebration or being present or honoring for the things that are transpiring in my life. And that's a day-to-day choice too. And that's the part that I've been thinking a lot about lately. It's like, what are the rituals in my day that enable to be more conscious, more intentional, and connect me to what I value? And so that could be, as I alluded to earlier, that could be having dinner or breakfast with a loved one. And that's a ritual. I know in lots of families that, you know, the Sunday dinner for our family was one of our rituals. We had a good meal. We, you know, most all were around the table. And it can be other kinds of things. There's a fair bit of, like, well, let me talk about Yvon Lendl. Remember him, the tennis player?
Yes.
Who, this is in a book called The Power of Full Engagement. And they talk about positive rituals. And they use Yvonne Lendl as an example because apparently he wasn't a terribly talented tennis player. Apparently.
Could have fooled me.
Well, he won a lot. But what they say is he did a lot of rituals to be present. He was not the best tennis player, not the most gifted. But he was very disciplined about how he managed his energy, what rituals. So he would schedule naps. He would schedule massages. On the court, he would visualize the next shot. He would have certain rituals before he served. And all of those things made him more present, more intentional, more conscious. So say, okay, well, what can we learn from that in our day-to-day lives? Because as I've said several times on the show, most of our days are a bit unconscious habit.
Right. Reactionary.
Yeah, just what we do. You know, you brush your teeth a certain way every day. So which are the ones that we might think about putting into our life? I love this Aristotle quote, we are what we repeatedly do. We are what we repeatedly do. So what?
Oh boy!
Yeah. Okay. So I'm a sugar holic. So you know, I am very sweet. We are what we repeatedly do. So what do I do in my day? What rituals do I need or want or have already? And you might just watch what you're doing now. Mm-hmm. Like I light a candle on my desk once I get started in the morning to remind me that. I want some inspiration, that it's not all up to me. Mm-hmm. It gives me perspective. I have another friend who does a tobacco offering to Lake Superior every morning.
Oh, nice.
And it could, I have a friend who meditates after doing the cleaning the kitty litter box.
There you go.
You know, I know. Kitty litter
the
box.
The reward then. At the end of the kitty litter box.
But it could be how you prepare your food, you know, or how, eating, like you said, eating with family. And what other rituals come to mind in terms of that have, it's not a habit. It's a habit that has meaning, I guess is the way to say it.
Well, you know, the whole having coffee in the morning and on the deck if it's all nice, or walking around and, you know, looking at the rock garden and plucking weeds and stuff like that. I mean, what that does is it just, it's an in-the-moment kind of thing, but it also is, I really appreciate where I'm living.
Yeah.
You know, I feel so fortunate to be here. And it's sort of a reminder and plugs me into that. And it just makes me feel good going off to work then that, you know, that.
Yeah, you've connected with something you value. Yeah. I have a good friend who lives in the cities who gets up at dawn and bicycles a long ways every morning as a way both for her self-care, but also to be out in nature and to watch the sun come up every day. Again, it grounds her in a way. And it could be just the way we brush our teeth is a ritual. But the point is it's conscious. It's something that you make a habit, but it's got some meaning to it imbued. Because I think a lot of times we have rituals that we've lost the meaning or don't even know why we do it anymore.
Yeah.
And so being a little bit more aware of how am I spending my day, because here's a great Annie Dillard quote, how we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives.
Mm.
So what rituals do I need in my life to make it just a little bit more meaningful?